Prize winner last year. Now, Asa, after he won Idol, has now gone on to work out at Friends, so you will actually be our DJ tonight.
Yes, I will. This is DJ Asa here. Thanks, John. We're going to be putting on that country idol, like they said. It's a great old time. Come out, sing a song. There will be 20 performers singing up tonight with the chance of moving on to the semifinals, so it'll be a whole lot of fun.
If you're 21 and older, you can come out and take part in this. See, here's the deal. You want to get out to Friends Karaoke Pub. You want to do it for sure by 7, but sooner than that, because the first 20 people are the people who get to compete. Now, what happens is that 4 people will advance on tonight to the semifinals. Our top earning point person tonight will walk away with a pair of Ariat boots, courtesy of PFI. So thanks to the crew at PFI, they're going to be winning that. And then they will advance on to the finals. Somebody, our grand prize winner this year, is going to win a $1,000 shopping spree from PFI, which is just amazing. $500 from Friends Karaoke Pub, which is also cool. And our runner-up this year will also get $500 from Friends as well. A big night tonight. We've got McKenna, who's going to be one of our celebrity judges this evening. We really want to see everybody come out and take part in this thing. The key to it is not to wait. You want to get out there early, because once those 20 spots are filled, you're going to have to come back and try it again next week. But it's a great time. Got a great menu at Friends, too.
Absolutely. Great wings, pizza, chips and dips, anything you can ask for. It's all delicious.
If you are 21 and up, you can take part in our country idol tonight out of Friends. We want to see you come out tonight. You could walk away with those boots, Ariat boots from PFI. Maybe even if you advance on and you are a grand prize winner, win the shopping spree from PFI, the cash from Friends. All of this is possible. You do have to be at least 21 to take part in this. And we've got Ace's song that you actually recorded from Idol last year.
I did. I went down to Nashville and then did a recording with Rule Chapel here locally, and I'm excited to hear it.
It's going to be awesome. We will have that song from Asa. It's on the way next on 105.1 The Bull. Perfect. Now, when we come back, you'll tell the story of your song, and then you'll introduce your song, and we'll play it. It's a great song, man. You really did a good job.
Do you want me to tell you the whole process, like how I was in the hospital after the, like, 3 hours after the Idol ended and lying there writing the song?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't. Yeah. Holy crap, I didn't know that.
I was up on stage. I couldn't bend my knee more than about 15 degrees, and my throat was closing up on me. I was having a really bad allergic reaction to something in my new apartment that I had just moved into like 2 weeks earlier.
Okay, yeah, no, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
So when you wrote it, you were actually in the hospital?
Yeah, laying in a hospital bed. They're thinking about intubating me because my throat's closing up so bad. Yeah.
Dude!
Yeah.
And you wrote a song while that's going on?
Yeah.
Now I feel even worse because I can't write a song healthy. How'd you do that? Would you write it on just a piece of paper?
I wrote, typed it on my phone.
While your throat's closing?
Hey, John.
Yes.
For some reason, I had recorded just a really quick little thing and shut it off. I mean, it wasn't even like 5 seconds. The Bull shared it on theirs. I don't know if that was an automatic thing. I don't know if somebody thought, if like Cruz thought that it was this and he just didn't watch it and he shared it. But I know you're worried about getting in trouble for that. So
It says
105.1 The Bull shared your video, but it was just good.
No. See, the thing is,
no, I guess it was the
thing. Yeah. See, the thing is, we can share. Here's the bizarre thing: we can share yours.
Are we ready?
You got 20 seconds.
Yep. All right.
Are you coming out of the break?
Yeah. Or you can't. Or you want, if you want to, then
do something.
Yep. And then I'll get it to Asa and your guitar player. You know, you guys, we haven't really talked a lot with your guitar player, Asa. And Danny, you played guitar on this song. What was that experience like?
It was great. I actually wrote the guitar portion a couple months prior. I was looking for a song to put it with, and I saw Asa's lyrics, and it was just magic.
Did it take a long time to come up with that, or did it just flow once you saw it?
I saw the lyrics and it was like, that's it. That's what I want.
And you want to talk about an incredible story, Asa. You were just kind of telling us during the break about the process of writing this. How'd that work?
I was. Actually, during the Country Idol, I was having some pretty bad allergic reaction to some stuff, and could barely bend my leg, and my throat was closing up and everything else. I actually ended up in the hospital about 3 hours after Idol ended that night. So I'm lying there in the hospital bed. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with me, and all of a sudden, I just get these words flowing through my head and start writing down on my phone, and out came my song. You know, it was something that I feel extremely strong about, and just kind of flowed, and it was there. It was a crazy situation, and it was just there.
Now, you are a veteran yourself.
I am. Spent 4.5 years in the Navy, was out early on medical discharge.
And tell us about your song that you wrote and what it means to you.
Well, my song is called Us, and it's about the suicide rate for veterans, which is 22 a day. And it doesn't matter where you are in the community of veterans, whether you know a friend that's a veteran or you are a veteran or, you know, family. Everybody's affected when you hear about somebody committing suicide, even outside of the veteran community. But the veteran community has one of the highest rates out there. And in the song, I have a line that says, even though you don't know them all, it still hurts the same, because that's your brothers and sisters. Whether you serve directly with them or not, you know that there's something that they're going through that not everybody understands. And it's really hard to lose a friend. I lost a friend of mine about 3 years back to suicide. And it's just something that always affects everyone. And so I wanted to write a song that kind of represents what we go through in a little bit of a way and bring awareness to the 22 a day and give a little bit more perspective and make people aware that it is something that affects everyone in the community.
It's an outstanding song. It's moving. You'll feel it in your bones, man. You did a great job with this song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's his song, Us. This is Asa, the winner of last year's Country Idol with 105.1 The Bull.